Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
我们请先来读几处的圣经。
Let's read a couple passages in the Bible.
我们请先来读约翰福音第十七章。
Let's first turn to John, Gospel John chapter 17.
我们读一章第十五到十九节。
Verses 15 to 19.
我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你不走他们脱离那恶者。
I do not ask you to take them out of the world, to keep them from the evil one.
那不属我不属世界矣。
They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
求你用真理使他们成圣，你的就是真理。
Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth.
你怎样落到世上，也照样带他们到世上。
As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world.
我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们因真理成圣。
For their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they themselves also may be sanctified in truth.
再请读约翰一书第二章。
Next, let's turn to 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章读十五到十七节。
First John, chapter 2, verses 15 to 17.
约翰一书二章十五节，不要爱惜。界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，父的就不在里面。
Do not love the world, nor the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
因为世界上就像肉体情欲、眼目的情、眼睛的都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. The world is passing away, also its lusts, but the one who does the will of God lives forever.
我们最后请读雅各书。第四章。
Last, let's read James chapter 4, verse 4.
各斯书第四章第四节。
James chapter 4, verse 4.
你们这些的人，岂不知与世有，至于敌吗？所以凡要与世为友，就与人为敌。
You adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
好，我们正就先这里。我们之前向姊妹一点简单的祷告。
Our passage reading will conclude here for today. Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
让我们早晨再一次奉你的名聚会。
Once again, we gathered this morning under your name, in your name.
在一日的第一日。
The first day of the week, Lord, this is the morning of your resurrection. Lord, may your grace, Lord, be with us. Lord, through this mode, Lord, of meeting, Lord, may we come together.
我们的心向你敬拜，赞美。
Our hearts worship you, Lord, and praise you.
我们感谢你在十字架上为我们所成就一个浩大救赎的工程。
Lord, we thank you for the great work that you have accomplished.
你将我们从黑暗的文字拯救出来，到爱子光明的土地。
You saved us out of the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of light of your Son.
感谢你，如今我们基督里，我们能够同盟主自己的恩典和祝福。
Lord, today we can receive the same grace from you.
我们能把这点时间奉献的仰望。
Lord, we give this time into your hands.
你的灵与我们同在，充在我们的中间。
Lord, may your spirit be with us and work within us.
也的话能够来开我们的心，让我们我们的道有何等的指望。
Lord, you are our hope, Lord.
我们能够一同在你面前有更大的恩典。
Lord, may we receive your grace before you.
我们能够一同也把党的弟兄姊妹都交出的手。
Lord, we give all the brothers and sisters into your hands as well.
让我们在你里面够毫无难处，听着你的话，我们一同来领，一同得蒙建立。
Lord, may we together be edified in your word.
愿你的旨意就在我们的当中。
May your will be done.
我们把敬拜归给你。
Give all honor. Pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
弟兄姊妹过去几次交通道包括再来我们怎样预备我们的自己。
Brothers and sisters, I previously shared on how we are to prepare and ready ourselves for the second coming.
请我们看看今天世界的兆头。
Let's see how the world is faring today.
全球各地所面对的瘟疫，饥荒，国与民与民，民与民之间的争战。
There's pestilence, there's growing conflict, and rumors of wars between nations.
让我们看见在启示录上面所讲他回来的日子，这些兆头实在是近了。
We see that the omens or the signs of the end times that are revealed in Revelations are coming to fruition.
我们知道当这个日子临近的时候，
We know that when these days are drawing closer,
我们很需要在主面前好好预备我们自己。
We need to be ready before the Lord now more than ever.
等候主催促他早日的回来。
And wait upon his coming, when he comes.
过去我们曾经交通过有关于怎样预备自己的景点。
Last time I shared on how we ought to properly prepare ourselves.
我们提到关乎基督徒蒙恩的我们的自己奉献。
We talked about how once we are become believers, how we ought to consecrate ourselves.
我们也提到我们按着我的教训住在主里。
We talked about how we ought to follow the teaching of the Holy Spirit, follow the Lord.
叫我们不在主里面不结果子。
We shared on how we ought to bear fruit in our Lord, for our Lord.
把要归给神。
Now all these things will have to be, all these things are for God.
那今天我们继续来交通一个也是在我们圣徒当中圣经给我们提到重要的点。
Today I will continue to share upon some important points that we as saints must know, think about.
那就是讲到我们在世却不是属世界。
That is that we are in the world but not of the world.
我们是属天的国民。
We are the citizens of a heavenly nation.
就是肉身来说。
Now physically speaking, in body.
有个地，只要有福音传道的地方。
In all the parts of the world where the gospel has reached.
都有基督徒等待。
There are Christians, there are believers there.
我们可以看到基督徒神的儿女遍满了全地。
We can see that the followers of Christ, God's people, His children, are scattered across the globe.
但是就这来看。
But spiritually speaking,
在这一个头上有两个国度。
But if we look at this closely, there's actually two kingdoms, present.
个国度就是属世界的国度。
One kingdom is the kingdom of the world.
那另外一个国度就是神基督国在这地上。
The other kingdom is the kingdom of heaven on earth.
当主耶稣开始在地上传道的时候
When Jesus began his ministry on earth,
他讲到天国近了，你们要悔改。
He preached that the kingdom of heaven is near and to repent.
主耶稣完成了救赎，坐在十字架上。
And Jesus completed the work of salvation on the cross.
他三天后从死里复活。
And resurrected on the third day.
后来复活升天之后,
and afterwards, he ascended on high.
圣灵降下, 教会在上就开展神的国度。
And the Holy Spirit descended, and his church began.
历世历代以来, 许多信主的男女都成为国度的子民。
And throughout the ages, many men and women have become citizens of this heavenly kingdom.
这个国度在地上。
This kingdom is on earth.
我们所有主的儿女们是属乎这个。
And all the children of God belong to this kingdom.
虽然肉身当然活在这世界。
Although we are physically existing in this world,
是我们是属乎神国的子民。
We are citizens of the kingdom of heaven.
所以主耶稣说，我们在世上，但是不是这世界。
So just like the Lord Jesus had said, we are in the world but not of the world.
那我们今天早晨要来看我们基督徒怎样活在这个国度的实际当中。
So, brothers and sisters, today we're going to be looking at living, in this world.
让主耶稣所提到的这个世界却属乎这个实际更 在我们的身。
So we can more precisely understand what it means to be of the world but not in the world, and that this reality may be manifest in ourselves.
我们首先来看圣经给我们讲到世界这个字是什么意思。
Now let's first take a look at what the Bible means when it refers to the world.
世界这个字在圣经里面它有三个主要意思。
In the Bible, when it refers to the world, it has three main meanings.
第一个意思乃是讲到神所创造这个有形物质的事。
The first meaning of the world is the material world that God had created.
你比方讲当我们去读创世纪第三的时候。
For instance, when we turn to Genesis chapter 1.
那里讲到神起初神创造天地。
That God created the heavens and the earth in the beginning.
那到了第二节他里就讲到那个时候地空虚混沌的灵运行在水面上。
And then verse 2, it said that the earth was formless and void. God's spirit hovered over the surface of the waters.
那我们知道从第二节开始后半开始神重新复我们这一个所创造现在居住的地球。
And from verse 2 onwards, we see the account of God restoring this physical world to be inhabited by us.
所以我们就知道当圣经提到这一个世界的时候第一个意思就是我们居住的神创造给人的居住大地这个世界。
So the first meaning of the world, as referred to in the Bible, points to the material world that God had created to be inhabited by man.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要爱护我们所居住的这个环境。
Brothers and sisters, we must then treasure this world that the Lord that God has made for us.
我们知道现在人类面临一个非常大的以及地球的转换。
You know that humanity is faced with the threat of global warming.
这个软化造成整个气候的改变，人类生态环境的大改变。
Which has wrought many changes to the world and its ecosystems.
如果我们不爱惜所创造的这个环境，将来所遭受的人类及的害。
If we do not treasure the world that God has created for us, then what awaits us is only calamity.
那借第二个意思在经里面，让我们看见的是指这世人说的。
The second meaning of the world refers to the people of the world.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至亡，反而永生。这在约翰三章节。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. So this world is the second meaning as referred to in John chapter 3 verse 16.
所以我们这里看见神他所造的人。
So we see here that the world also refers to the people that God has
created. Although man sinned,
God still sent his beloved Son to save us. Right? God detests sin.
但是神却爱世上罪人。
He hates sin, but he loves the sinner.
他借着他爱子的宝血来拯救。
Through the precious blood of his beloved son, he saved sin.
我们对世的态度也是应当有这样的态度。
We should also have the same attitude towards the people of this world.
我们应该像神一样爱世上的罪。
We should be like God and love the sinners.
但是我们不该与这些罪恶有份。
We should not take part in the sins partaken.
第三个世界那个意思乃是指的世界上系统说的。
The third meaning of the world as referred to in the Bible refers to the system, this global system.
在这个世界有一个有一些无形的系统那里运作。
There is this system that's operating amongst the world.
比方讲有一个政治系统。
These systems are impalpable. For example, the political system of this world.
一个经济的系统。
Maybe an economic system.
像一个文化教育的系统。
A system of culture and education.
像一个流行的风气。
It's like a system. These systems flow through the world like air.
Like a fashion.
These systems are they flow through the world like fashion.
今天所流行的界的风俗。
The ways of the world have spread throughout the world.
那世界的也有一个重的系统。
Sorry?
在这个世界也有宗教的一个系统。
There's also a religious system in the world.
所以我们不看见当我们去读到启示录第17、18章的时候。
So when we read Revelation chapter 17, 18,
那里很显然让我们看见有一个宗教政治的系统在那里受审判。
You see very clearly in these chapters that a sort of religious and economic system is under judgment.
在那里18章有一个经济的系统大巴比伦受审判。
In chapter 18 of Revelations, we see this grand economic system, like Babylon, under judgment.
这系统是今天人的眼睛这样不是看那个物质的系统。
The system is not material and physically visible.
但是我们人都可以觉到有一个在那里运作的事一直在掌握这整个的生活。
But we can very clearly feel that or realize, be are aware that there is some sort of religious economic system at play, at work.
那我们知道这个系统背后的主宰就是神的仇敌魔鬼撒旦在那里操控这一切的系统。
And we know the operator of this system, the central operator of the system is none other than the enemy of God.
为什么撒旦这些系统来操控这一切呢？
Why is God's great adversary, Satan, behind the system? Why is he operating the system?
因为我们知道当神造人的时候
Know that when God created man,
人犯了罪
and man sins,
人不仅自己卖给他罪
not only did man succumb to sin,
人也把神所托付给人我们本来是按着的形象所造的
We were created in the image of God
并且神把权柄赐给人
And God granted authority to man
让你天上飞鸟地上做海里
That we may subject all things the birds of the sky and the fish of the sea
Then fire me.
The man sinned.
我们这一个权柄失落。
And we lost this authority.
魔鬼撒旦引诱人犯罪。
Satan tempted man to sin.
不仅把旨意在人类上所要恢复的打个岔。
And he interrupted or twisted the will of God to the will of God for man.
并且呢，叫这个人这个权柄被撒旦所夺了去。
And in doing so, Satan stole this authority from man.
那主耶稣告诉我们。
And Lord Jesus, the Lord Jesus tells us,
盗贼来就是为毁坏，为了杀害。
The robber comes to destroy and to hurt.
所以我们看这些系统的背后，这一个仇敌所控制的，他就是来毁坏，来杀害。
So we see that the mastermind behind these systems of the world, the purpose is to destroy.
我们去读以弗所第二章的时候
When we read Ephesians chapter 2,
我们就知道啊，当我们还没有得救，我们都啊，随从今世风俗。
We know that while we were still sinners and not saved yet, we walked according to the course of this world.
并服空中掌权者的邪灵。
And we were subject to the prince of the power of the air.
就是如今在悖逆之子心中所运行的邪灵说的。
Which is the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience.
所以当我们还没有信主之后我们知道这一个啊，告诉我们，我们都落在这一个仇敌的字底下。
So、the Bible tells us that prior to being saved, we were under the power, the authority of the enemy.
所以就看见仇敌就用这一件系统在管理个地上的人类。
We see the enemy using this system, this world system, to control mankind.
那在圣经里面有一个预表。
In the Bible, there is this parallel to this.
那这一个预表就是从埃及跟法老王，我们就看见今天世界的光景。
Through Pharaoh and Egypt, we can see the strongest of the world system today.
当以色列人百姓在地上啊，在埃及为奴的时候
When the Israelites were serving as slaves under Pharaoh,
乃是预表到我们这帮蒙恩得救的人在啊，我们还没有信主以前，人类都握不在这一个恶者的手下就是埃及啊，法老王的辖制底下。
So just like the Israelites were enslaved to Pharaoh, So are we today. Before we were saved, slaves under Satan's dominion.
那埃及代表这个世界。
Egypt is a parallel to the world system.
这些人在那里成为他的奴隶。
And people in the system become slaves to the system.
他们虽然也从埃及得了许多好处。
Even though the Israelites, when they were slaves in Egypt, received many benefits from living there.
但是世界的王严严地辖制他们。
But the king, Pharaoh, still restricted them and enslaved them.
重要的是他们没有办法自胜，没有办法来敬拜这一位创造他们的宇宙的真主宰。
And the main point here is because they were under this enslavement, they were unable to come to know God, worship God.
但是我们知道神在这一切事上管理。
But we know that God rules over all of this.
他在时候满足，就成摩西将以色列人拯救出埃及。
And when the time came, God, through Moses, took Israelites out of Egypt.
今天圣经也告诉我们，当时候满足的时候，
Bible tells us today as well that when the time has been fulfilled,
神就差遣他的儿子来到地上。
God will send his son to this world.
把我们这些受这个世界的王所辖制的人能够拯救出来。
He will send his son to set us free from the bondage of the enemy.
所以在圣经里面在使徒行传26章保罗见证。
So in Acts chapter 26, Paul says this.
他说他的职分乃是叫人眼睛得开从黑暗归向光明。
He said to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light.
从撒旦的权下归向神。
And from the dominion of Satan to God.
所以在那里看见我们原来都伏在这一个撒旦的权势底下。
So we see here that we were once under the dominion of Satan.
但是今天我们感谢神的恩典，把我们带回到的国里。
But thankfully, by God's grace, we have been returned to the kingdom of God.
哥罗西书第一章也告诉我们。
Colossians chapter 1 also tells us the same thing.
他将我们从黑暗的权势底下
says he rescued us from the domain of darkness.
把我们迁到他子的国里。
And transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved son.
所以我们今天乃是属神的一般人。
So today we are those who belong to God.
但是神没有立刻把我们提回上去。
But God has not immediately taken us up to heaven.
神乃是继续把我们留在这个世上。
But instead, He continues to keep us here on this earth.
主耶稣在马太福音17章特别为我们祷告。
In Matthew chapter 17, the Lord prays for us.
主没有把我们带离开这个世界。
The Lord has not taken us out of this world.
反而把我们留在这个世界。
But has kept us in this world.
并且主说，主他怎样守护世界。
And he said, he is of the world.
He is not of the world.
He is not of the world.
我们也同样的不属这世界。
We, like him, are not of the world as well.
我们理当是属神的人。
We belong to God.
是的，弟兄姊妹，当我们去读希伯来书第十章第十的时候，
When we read Hebrews chapter 10,
在那告诉我们主耶稣是将他的身体献上，我们就都永远成圣。
Says that the Lord has given his body as a sacrifice and we are sanctified forever.
那里很清楚告诉我们，在恩的底下，我们成圣的人。
We are sanctified under his grace.
啊，在这里让我们看见我们蒙神的救赎，我们是属神国度的子民。
We see here that once we have been saved, we have been transferred into his kingdom as citizens.
那这个国度最大的一个特点，就是国度的子民乃是一般成圣的子民。
The key feature or characteristic of the people of this kingdom are regular people that were saved.
Sanctified. 我们从旧约里面，当以色列人被神所拯救出埃及，来到西乃山下。
Israelites were set free. They left Egypt and were brought before the foot of Mount Sinai.
神就告诉我们，要成为一个祭司的国度。
And God told them that they were to be a kingdom of priests.
这样的话，就成为他们的神，就是神的子民。
And he said that he would be their God, and they his people.
所以圣洁这一个属性是神，他的属性也是百姓。神所要求的属性。
So this characteristic is proper. This characteristic of sanctification is what God demands of His people.
我们去读彼得前书第一章的时候，
When we read 1 Peter,
你告诉我们，那召你们的是圣洁的，所以你们在所行的事上也要圣洁。
The one who calls us.It's perfect, so we must also be perfect.
Holy.
Also be holy.
所以我们就可以看见，当我们知道我们是蒙召成为神国度的子民，第一个呢，是叫我们能够一面来说知道我们是因着主的救赎，他的宝血叫我们成圣。
He knows that his precious blood has sanctified us.
但是另外一面，圣经也告诉我们，需要在我们每一天的生活当中，我们进入那一个成圣的时机。
We must also, as the Bible tells us, to enter in that spirit, to that reality every day.
那个成圣时机，我们可以从旧约里面就可以看得出来。
We can see this real spiritual reality of sanctification in the Old Testament.
你比方讲，神借着摩西把律法颁布给以色列的百姓。
For instance, the Lord conveyed his laws through to his people through Moses.
为什么需要把律法给他子民？
Why did God need to give his law to his people?
律法有许许多多的规条。
The laws have many stipulations.
但是我们可以看见法中心的一个功。
we see that one central characteristic of the law is that
是预备神的百姓为圣洁的百姓
is that it was intended to sanctify the people, his people.
So they can become a holy people. 所以我们看见他们在许多法的规上面神赐给他们你们什么可以吃什么不洁净的不能什么东西可以碰什么啊不洁净死亡的都可以碰你可以听到我吗？你听见吗？你们可以听见我吗？
能听见。
可以听见。
可以这样。来，瑞哥呢？
听不见。
Alright, so let me translate it for you, okay? Eric, you're not there, so not sure what happened to your connection.
Hi,
the brother Chuck, continue. Your voice is broken, but I can still pick up something. Yeah.
Okay. 所以在那里我们看见律法来一直要预备的子民成为圣洁的国。
So we can see the purpose of a law is to prepare his people to be holy before the Lord.
啊，今天我们在地上，我们也要追求圣洁。
That's the reason why today we live on earth. We also need to pursue the holiness.
因为我们是属于国度的民。
Because we belong to the nation.
The kingdom, yeah.
The kingdom.
所以我们啊，在这个时候啊，我们见那个啊的百姓啊，他们哦，借着走律法，他们才能够啊成为圣洁前。
So in the Old Testament, we can see the Israelites need to observe the law in order to be holy before the Lord.
那这个新约哎，我们也要啊，在心里面不处的告诉我们，我们在所行的每一件事，我们也求证。
So in the New Testament.We are told over and over again that we need to also, in everything, follow the Holy Spirit.
我正解这事情神的眼都非常的
So God's teaching on the Holy Spirit is very clear.
你啊，比方说啊，我啊看这个林多前书
哦。For example, if we look at the First Corinthians,
林多前书那里看到许多圣洁的事情。
So we see that at the church in Corinth, we see many things unholy.
你比方讲他们结党。
For example, they have divisions.
他们啊有彼此纷争的事情。
They have conflict against one another.
他们啊有起一种淫乱的。
They also, some of them commit adultery.
所以我们就看见 许多的圣洁在他们的当中。
So we see the unholiness exists among them.
保罗严严的责备他们。
So Apostle Paul sternly rebuked them.
为什么也有这么重要？
Why is holiness so important?
我们不圣洁。
When we look at the holiness,
所谓的不圣洁其实都跟魔撒旦发生的关系。
We can see that it connects to unholiness, actually, eventually connects to Satan.
当借魔鬼撒旦他所过的所掌控范围都是不圣洁的。
So everything under the domain of Satan is unholy.
当说以断污秽，
Say again, please.
淫乱、被杀害、死亡。
For example, adultery, defilement, killing.
这些都是从魔来的。
These all come from Satan.
所以我们就看见人的百看去接触这些圣洁的时候，
So when we look at the matter of holiness,
这不是就叫百姓在这些事一同有。
I cannot hear you. Over the whole sentence.Your voice is breaking up very bad. Can you say again?
一些不圣洁的事，哎，啊，
是。Things of things that not holy,
就叫儿女。与神分开。
Unholiness will separate us from God.
知道举例子。
So、let's take an example.
当主夫在葬仪式的时候，
Say again, please.
耶稣在他要离世的时候，
Before Lord went to the cross,
他告诉我们，世界的王在他的里面一无所有。
The Lord told his disciples that in his heart there's no space for Satan.
但是当看似不断第五，我们见亚纳利亚、撒菲拉，因为他们里面起的贪，结果撒旦就充满他的心。
Well, but when we see chapter 5, we saw this couple, Ananias and Sapphira, because they're greedy.The greed in their heart, the Satan filled their hearts.
所以当我们开始活在一个不圣洁的光景的时候，
So when we live in unholiness,
在我们的心中，世界的王就要开始有地位。
Then we will leave space in our heart for Satan.
这是一个非常严事情。
Yeah, this is a very serious matter.
就连彼得在跟随主的时候
We can see that even Peter, when he followed the Lord,
他记不记得马太福音十六章那祝我们
Do we remember in chapter 16, book of Matthew?
当主耶稣说他要被钉十字架三天死里复活
He told disciples that he's going to be crucified and be resurrected in 3 days.
彼得马上说主啊这事千万不可
And Peter immediately responded he told Lord Jesus that God forbid it should never happen to you.
主耶稣马上回头告诉他说撒旦退我后边去
Lord immediately rebuked him, Satan, get behind me.
换句话说撒旦这时候也占据彼得的心
In other words, actually Satan at this moment still Peter's heart.
我们知道不与人敢愿意出被定十字架
We know that nobody wants the Lord to be crucified.
但是我们也看见撒旦就人的情感真的情啊巨人的。
So Satan utilized this human sensation in an attempt to stop the Lord Jesus going to the cross.
所以我们就可以看见当我们活在一个不圣洁的光景当中的时候我们似乎就离开了在国度子民该有的地位
So we can see it as long as we live in unholiness then we separate ourselves from the people of the kingdom
那经刚所主义为我们祈求
That's why the Lord prayed for us.
他为我们祈求他说父啊求你啊使他用真理使他们成圣
So he prayed that Father may you sanctify them in truth.
奉他们你就真理
Say again, please.
他说你的话真理
Your word is the truth.
当姊妹我把我的影像关掉这样去声音比较轻 Yeah.
So I'm going to turn off my video so hopefully that my voice can be carried up more clearly.
那所以我们就看见主耶稣告诉我们一条路
So you can see that the Lord Jesus now lays out a path for us.
那就是神的话能够叫我们成圣
That is God's word can sanctify us.
那神的话是真理
We know God's word is the truth.
我们知道耶稣他自己宣告他就是真理
And we also know Lord Jesus made the claim that he is the truth
我们也知道主就是神话的发表
We also know the Lord is the word
所以主耶稣求你用真理成圣
So the Lord's prayeris that may God sanctify us in truth
是表明主他在百姓上叫我成圣
So this means that God wants us that his people can be sanctified in his word
那这里也让我们看见主耶稣复活升天以后 他赐下圣灵宝贵就是的圣灵。
So when Lord Jesus ascended, he sent down the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth.
圣灵来在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells in us.
当我们所听见过的话启示并带领我们入这些话的实际。
The Holy Spirit will turn the words we heard and will lead us into the reality.
当我们活在主圣灵管理的底下。
As we live the life under the control of the Holy Spirit,
我们就能够活在这真实的里面。
We can live in this truth and reality.
当我们活在这些真实的里面，我们就能够啊慢慢被改变，成为圣洁。
As we live in reality, then we'll be gradually transformed.Into holiness.
那真理另外一面啊，也是虚。
On the other side, the truth is
就是虚假
，false. The opposite side of the truth is falsehood.
那这些虚假，我们都知道，撒旦呢？
We all know that the falsehood represents Satan. Satan represents falsehood.
因为他是说谎之人的父。
Because he is the father of all lies.
如此，我们需要在我们的生活上特别正。
So we need to be very careful in our life.
我们不能够活在不真实或者虚假的里头。
So we cannot live in falsehood or in lies.
你比方很多我们不觉从这个世界当中我们养成了很多世界来的习惯。
For example, that we actually learn and form a habit of, in this world.
最简单我们人家那什么我们没办法、
For example, we often promise something, but we never be able to fulfill.
或者我们啊一再的钱多好话。
Or sometimes we just, pile up the vain praises to other people.
我们做事面前好啊，不忠心。
Or we just render eye services before men, and we're not faithful.
像事情，我们一犯，我们过就是活在那一个大。
So all these examples are the life lived under the falsehood and lies.
这个社会的世界文化里面就是这样。
So in this society, in the culture, that's the way it is.
是我们，我们要活在真实的里头。
But God commands us that we should live in truth and reality.
主耶稣告诉我们说你们是就说是，不是就说不是，再多说就是出于那恶者。
Lord Jesus told us, may your yes be yes, no, no, anything else will be false.
要特别留意这些事情。
So we need to pay attention to these matters.
因为如果活在不真实，我们就活在不圣的里头。
Because if we live in falsehood, then we live in unholiness.
我们活在不圣洁的里头，我们所 该占的神国度这一个圣洁 的地位，似乎我们就被带出进入世界这个地位上。
So if we live in unholiness, then we lose the ground as the people in the kingdom.
撒旦就借着这一些慢慢的在我们的身上窃取我们的在神面前的地位。
So gradually, Satan will undermine our position before the Lord.
所以如果我们仔细思想这些属灵的实际的时候，这是一个何等严肃的问题。
As we meditate on these spiritual matters, we can see how serious these things are.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么圣经在这里我们他你们爱是
That's the reason why the BibleTells us that we should not love the world.
爱世界所带来的结果就是让世界的借着我们所爱的这些东西它就到我们的心中窃取安居在我们的里面。
So through the love of the world, Satan will come inand take a position, in our heart.
到了约翰一第五章后
In the first John, chapter 5,
在翰一书五章啊，末了的话，我约翰里把这一个您的观念我们
So John, in the first John chapter 5, he explained this truth to us.
我们九节，我们念二节。
From verse 9 to verse 20.
他说，我们知道我们是属神的。
He told us that we know that we belong to God.
世界都在那手下
that the whole world lies in the hand of the Satan, the devil.
也知道神的儿子已经来到，且将智慧赐给我们，使我们可以认识那一位真实的。我们也在那一位真实的里面，就是儿子耶稣基督里。
So he said, the Son of God's come has given us.Understanding so that we may know him who is true and we are in him who is true in his son Jesus Christ. So he said, this is the true God and eternal life.
然后小子们啊，你们要以偶像。
And he concludes, little children, guard yourself from idols.
所以这也清楚告诉我们我们是的。
So here, very clear tells us we belong to God.
好。知道儿子的他是智慧不仅是真实的他就是真理并且啊我们也在真理的里面。
And also we know that the Lord is truth, and we are in truth, because we are in Him.
是另一面我们在这个小心世界都
On the other hand, we need to be very careful because the whole world is under the sway of the devil.
二十一的警告子们啊，们要走避偶像。
So in the verse 21, he warns us, little children, guard yourself from idols.
什么是偶？ 都乃是与啊神在心中的。
So idols mean that position that God is supposed to keep in our heart.
我们从一个角看，跟我们主神的，我们理当在这一个国度的范围里面。
So we need to live in the domain of this kingdom.
是如果我们受啊是迷惑啊，在我们的心中对于世界有许多产出来的占据心。
If we're tricked by the world, then the idol will take its place in the heart where we're not supposed to take.
我们很可能离开我们在这度所该占的地位，而离开进入这个世界，让世界的王占据在我们的心中。
So in the end, we might leave the position we're supposed to take a stand.And be in the domain of this world.
所以这圣面给我们面有许多多的。
So in the Bible, it tells us of many examples.
你比方讲罗德跟亚伯拉罕。
For example, you can see the comparison between Abraham and Lot.
当把他们从加勒底的乌尔呼召出来。
After God called them out of the land of Chaldean Ur,
他们被带到应许的迦南地。
They were brought into the land of promise, land of Canaan.
神在那里大大的祝福他们。
Lord greatly blessed them in that land.
到一个他们两位需要一次分开。
To the extent that they need to separate from each other because of their wealth and lifestyle.
那和让而去拣选要去的。
So Lot allowed, Abraham allowed Lot to think first.Which side of the land you're going to live?
在13章第十第节。
So, this is Genesis 13, verse 10.
当罗德看到约旦河圈波尔那个地方是一土地地方。当时就是索多玛跟俄摩拉所在的地方，那里经告诉我让耶和原子像。
So when Lot lift up his eyes and saw all the valleys of Jordan, and heard actually city of Sodom Gomorrah said, and it was well watered everywhere, it was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, that it looks like the garden of the Lord. Very beautiful and fertile.
我看这那一块是美，但是是一块最后天啊的人在起。
So he saw this land was beautiful, but he neglectedthat this land also, the people in this land also was evil.
罗德却拣选了那一块地往那里去。
But Lot chose this place and went there, moved there.
结果知道的故事，当神的审判临到索多玛城的时候，天使拯救了罗德。
We all don't know the story that when God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, angel came and rescued and his whole household.
罗德从其中被拯救出来，用新约的说，就是像火里所抽出来的一根柴。
So when angels rescued Lot, it's like the Bible described to us. Lot was like a brand taken out of the fire.
我们可见他就这样紧就。
So we can see that Lot is the example of a Christian who was merely saved.
他不像亚伯拉罕能够蒙神继续的祝福，并且带进神更荣耀、更崇高的子。
It's not like Abraham, who God can continue to bless and lead him in the glorious promise.And fulfillment of the glory of God's purpose.
所以我们看见一个站在神国度的地位上。
You can see as we stand in the position of the kingdom.
就是亚伯拉罕所代表的。
Abraham represents that truth.
罗德所代表的乃是一个蒙恩得救的人到世界中爱世界站在世界这个地位上。
But Lot represents Christians who love the world and take a stand in the world.
最终举仅仅有。
So、in the end, he was merely saved.
这是非常也叫的事情。
So it is a tragic and as serve as a reminder for us all.
今天我们在地上的生活，我们活在这世界上。
Today we live in this world.
我们也跟亚伯拉罕、罗德活在当时的时代，属灵的原则是一样。
We are just like Abraham and Lot. The principle that governs us are the same.
我们选站在神国度的边呢，选在对头的王者呢。
Do we choose to stand?On the side of the kingdom of God or on the other side of the world?
这中间我们将来会读审判台前的光景。
So、this will show our true color before the Lord.
所以我们在主要回来的时候，我们对这件事情需要特别的精。
Before Lord comes again, we need to be very careful on this matter.
那帮助弟兄姊妹，我再多花五分钟的时间讲但以理的故事。我想圣灵可以借着但以理的故事，在我们给我们更清楚一个当众。
So I'd like to use 5 minutes to share the testimony of Daniel. I believe the Lord will show us the way that we're supposed to take in the story of Daniel.
但一去读第一章的时候，我们就是大的。
So as we read the book of Daniel, the first chapter, we can see there was a great event occurred.
但以理是犹大的贵族，但是当他被掳的时候，大概是一个年轻人，16、17岁左右。
So Daniel was from noble blood, but when he was captured, he was around teenager.
当时比伦王他全国年轻，要把刀具训练他们，可以派到全国各地去服侍。
So the king of Babylon, ordered all the young men that they captured to be trained, to be educated, to serve him at the palace.
那伊犁他是一地，他没有选择的余地。
Because at this time, Daniel became slave, so he didn't have choice.
但伊犁被选召到东去的训练是在世人的眼中这是一个尊贵稀有机会多人不要不得。
So opportunity granted to Daniel was admirable for many people because that's the very prestigious opportunity that that Daniel had at the time.
但伊犁他三恐，然他一不由尽当，但是他们的心能站在国度。
So though Daniel and his three friends did not have a choice to be summoned into the king's palace, but their heart, they take a position in the kingdom of God.
这个王巴比伦代表这个世今生的一切荣华富贵等着他们来投来接受。
So, King's Palace represent glory in this world, all the riches and fame afforded in the world.
但是但以理因着他们是站在神国度的这一边，他们可以自己做决定的时候，他们不允许这世界负他们。
So, but to Daniel and his three friends,as far as they can make choice, they want to stand in the kingdom of God.
到了第一节，跟三个人却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监容他们不玷污自己。
So Daniel and his friend decided in their heart not to be defiled by the meals and the wine offered to them in the palace.
他们从小可心他们也的圣归给。
So they learn from their youth that they need to give their heart and all to the Lord.
这些王宫里面的美味骨肉都是听说当时在这个拜偶像盛行的巴比伦拜过偶像。
They knew that the all the meat they offer, actually they offer toYou know, the idols first and given to them to eat.
所以他是本的律他们这既有不玷污他们的身体玷污他们的心。
So they would not allow the meat offered to the idols defile them.
到了但以理书第三章的时候
So in the book of Daniel chapter 3.
在尼布甲尼撒王造了一个大的金像，并且要他国中高位的 官员呢来拜这个偶像。
So, Nebuchadnezzar, king, made a huge image of gold, and he asked all the officials to bow before the image.
我们到六节你的三个朋友他们不愿意去拜这个金像。
The three friends of Daniel refused to bow before this image.
我们如果去读16到18节我们就知道。
So if we read verse 16 through 18, then we know.
他们完全把自己分别出来是站在神这一边。
We can see how they completely separate themselves for the Lord.
第四节的先用身威胁叫妥协。
They will not compromise even at the risk of losing their own life.
一当王要强迫他们去拜他所造的金像的时候是七节他们回答王说便如我们侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来王啊他也必救我们脱离你的手亦或不然王啊你当知道我们绝不侍奉你的神也不敬拜你手立的金像
Verse 17 says If be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But even if he does not, let it be known to you, O king, that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up.
他们三个人在当时已经是在巴比伦王的手下是一个高官。
At that time, all three friends took a very high position in the kingdom of Babylon.
但是世界的荣华不能够影响他们在神面前向着神服侍神站在神这一边的心智。
Though the whole glory of the world cannot take away their decision in their heart to worship serve the Lord.
我们来到但以理第六章的时候同样看见。
In the book of Daniel chapter 6, we can see
当这个国度轮到从龙王来到马代波斯王阿利乌的时代。
We can see the transition occurred between Kingdom of Babylon to Kingdom of Persia and Medes, and we are now in the realm of Darius.
知道但在那时候是国中的宰相。
So after this time, Daniel now was the prime minister of the kingdom of Persia.
那个时他其他高祭礼要设一个三十天之内任不可以人或者向神什么否则要丢死坑去。
So those enemies of Daniel devised a plan asking to not allow anyone in the kingdom to pray to other gods for 30 days.
十节我们就看见你他在神面前的态度。
But we can see Daniel, his heart, his attitude toward God.
但知道另盖的玉玺就到家里上的窗户耶路撒三次一跪在面前祷告与素常一样。
So, but Daniel decided to perform as usual the prayer to God, and he opened his windows and faced Jerusalem and prayed as usual, the Bible said.
他不急的心.
So he's not considering his own life.
那他理当用办法去保守他.
Say again, please.
虽然他得到奥德帝国最大的王很像, 按着世人来说, 应全力保守一个地位.
So even though he was at a very high position, and he can keep this position if he wants.
但是他乃是站在神这边。
But he considers himself to be on God's side.
他理当己趁己归给。So
he needs to set himself apart wholly for the Lord.
神必啊。 所以我们就充满的故事，祝也给我们。
So here, this story tells us Daniel risked his life to serve the Lord continually.
需要在神的这一边，知道我们已经有圣洁的地位。
So we need to know that we are already on God's side and our position is holy.
并且才能够安得息.
And only holiness can please God.
我们需要我们追求圣好我们的心 能够像主一样说，世界的王在我里面没有地位。
So we do need to pursue holiness so that we can, like the Lord Jesus, as he said, there's no place in my heart for Satan.
我们是完全归给神的。
We can wholly dedicate ourselves to the Lord.
我们不同的 当中可以在但我警察我的心到底是哪一边。
So we can examine our hearts, see which side we are.
我们是在世界 这一边为了找短暂眼不见的荣耀的那是我们看见我们在眼前要找一个永远存的荣耀。
Are we on the side of the world enjoy pleasure of sin, or we are on the side of God, His kingdom for the eternal glory?
你不找接不完来我们。
So we hope that God will encourage us with His word.
我们请再有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主耶稣, 我们 把这些话仰望在恩主的手里。
Lord Jesus, we look to you again for this word.
我们求你圣灵更多的在每一位的弟兄姊妹心中做那更深开启的工作。
We pray that Holy Spirit will continue to reveal deeper things.
让我们知道我们是属主的天上的国民。
That we may know that we belong to the Lord and we are citizens of heaven.
我们理当啊洁净自己，我们能够追求圣别，把自己完全归给主。
We need to cleanse ourselves to set us apart for holiness for the Lord.
好叫你荣耀的旨意在教会中得到成就。
So that your glorious purpose may be fulfilled in your church, through your church.
也借着教会更多的能够催促主你早日的回来。
Through church readiness, we can hasten the coming of the Lord Jesus.
叫这个教会在你眼中是圣洁，没有瑕疵。
So that your church, when it presented itself to you, will be holy without any defilements, without any wrinkle.
一切都是你的恩典。
All through your grace.
我们把感谢敬拜荣耀归给你。
We want to give you all the glory, thanksgiving to you.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' holy precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.